It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
A Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where what has already happened becomes a happening.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Not necessarily the news.
Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Have fun in all the comments section here. Well, this should be an interesting might as well Trump at 7:47 today, because as expected yesterday, President Trump announced by his own words, quote, there's an answer to autism. Trump saying that the use of Tylenol during pregnancy may be linked to an increased risk of autism. They did not provide any definitive scientific anything, but said, quote, taking Tylenol is not good. ... I'll say it. It's not good. End quote. For what it's worth, a lot of people disagree with this, and we'll let that be another show. But they did also announce the White House that the Trump administration has canceled the annual hunger report for the first time in like 60 years. The one won't be replaced. But it will be replaced with our first annual Hunger Games. So we're very excited about that.
That's
where we're at. All
right. So it is more McConaughey in the morning. The professor has a signature line, and I think we all know what that is.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, that was four. No, there's only three. And, well, it actually came about purely organic, and this is what he had to say about it.
Yeah, that just came out of my mouth. Those are the first three words, actually. First three words I said in that film. First three words I ever said on camera. I didn't know in 1992 in Austin, Texas, when I was on the set of Dazed and Confused, if that was going to be a little weekend, 2 days that I look back on for the rest of my life. Oh, remember that time?
Yeah.
Or a hobby. And it turned out to be 36 years later, a career. So say it all you want.
That's right.
Oh, I love that.
Matthew's got a lot of big things going on. He's got a new movie called The Lost Bus.
That's evidently got some pretty good reviews on that.
Okay, you can look for that on October 3rd. Book. Poems and Prayers.
Yeah.
And then there's those Texas Longhorns.
Uh-huh.
People are now calling him the Taylor Swift of college football.
Oh, because she with the Chiefs and stuff like that. Yeah, but unlike Bill Belichick, he's not dating a college person.
Hook 'em horns.
Thank you.
Hey.
And for our next trick, in most markets, Jimmy Kimmel is back tonight. So Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the airwaves. Disney/ABC says the show suspended because of Jimmy's comments last week on Charlie Kirk, saying they were, quote, ill-timed and thus insensitive. There was a lot of pressure from the FCC as well. But they will be back on tonight. It will, minus Sinclair Broadcasting, one of the major affiliate owners throughout the nation of ABC. They still will preempt the show, they said. The other company that had a problem with Nexstar has yet to comment on that. Now, WFAA Channel 8, the ABC here, that's a Tegna station if you're playing at home, and they don't seem to care about anything, so even WFAA themselves. But yeah, Nexstar and Sinclair. It is worth noting, both companies are trying to merge with each other, and that would require FCC approval. So they're trying to stay a little bit on the good side, perhaps, of that. But Jimmy Kimmel back live wherever great televisions are still watched.
Charlie Sheen has a new book, a new Netflix special, and some very disturbing allegations.
Yeah, be careful on the Netflix special. Just saying.
Oh, no.
It's like the Menendez thing. Like, within seconds, you're like, why am I watching this?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And were you hooked?
No.
Okay.
I ran away.
Okay.
Ran away. Exactly.
Well, that seems to be a common theme, because he says that back in the day, he did so much of the bad drugs, the one that's white and people snort, that he was cut off by a Mexican drug cartel.
Mm.
That is saying goodbye to one of your very best customers.
Wow.
He is now clean and sober,
yeah,
trying to stay healthy, and admits at the height of his addiction, he put some very good and decent people through absolute hell. It is National Recovery Month. 16.8 million Americans do have a substance abuse disorder. So if you happen to be suffering, there are lots of resources out there and lots of help available.
Well, I'm glad he cleaned up just in time for the evident apocalypse today.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
this
what?
Is going on oh, no. on TikTok. So on June 17th this year, a pastor in South Africa shared his vision, saying on a podcast, as one does.
Well, always.
Yeah. Wasn't yeah. on the cowgirl closet.
There, honey. No, that's not where you go.
That's not what they do. I don't know what they do, but that's not it. Either which way, this guy says today is going to be when the rapture happens. Or tomorrow. He says on the 23rd or the 24th, that'll be the end of the world.
It's very
sometime today. Yeah, some people are buying into this pretty heavily because that's what, you know, people do. And they're selling their possessions or quitting their jobs. And they're selling their cars. No, this is when you buy a car. If you know tomorrow's not going to happen, this is when the interest rates don't matter. There you go.
But are they buying train tickets?
Max out the credit card.
Where are they going?
Your Temu shipment might get to you, actually, in time. Anyway, we plan to have a show tomorrow. But, you know, you never know. Or the next day.
So I don't know if you've been keeping up with our favorite Instafluencer. That would be Mark Phillips. And he's keeping us all abreast of what's going on with his marathon training. So most of us were kicking back, watching TV, maybe taking in some sports, eating too many calories, sucking down a beer on Sunday. No, he was running 19 miles in training. And I think we have found the perfect shoe for him to go along with that. It's $310, and it is called the Pegasus Premium.
Well, that's what I call him just in the off time.
It does have a ring, does it not?
Yeah.
It's got Swarovski crystal covered, the swoosh, you know, like the Nike swoosh. It's got glow-in-the-dark details, so you can see him running wherever you are.
That's true. It comes
in blue and has maximum zoom air cushioning. Now, if you're not a runner, we've got other options as well. It's also a classic croc for Halloween fans. Actually, not Halloween, but it is It, Friday the 13th, and Child's Play. Those will feature Pennywise, Chucky, and bloody graphics. That's pretty. They're now available today. And you don't have to run to get them.
Our Mark Phillips, our premium Pegasus.
Exactly. What's up, Mark Phillips, baby?
Pegasus premium.
Steve Harvey has quit stand-up comedy, he says.
Aww.
And he has because of a few things. He said, namely, Steve Harvey says, I'm not doing stand-up anymore because of cancel culture. And he also wants to spend more time at home with his wife and his mustache. And speaking of kids, he's actually getting a lot of praise for this, as John Cena yesterday says that he doesn't have kids and doesn't want kids because right now his life is too busy. And investing the time it would take to raise them, he doesn't have it, so it wouldn't be fair to the kids because he's so busy. So that's why he doesn't have them. John Cena, that's why he doesn't have kids. And people are actually praising him for being honest about it and actually this kind of perspective because kids need more attention.
As we all do.
So John Cena had kids and they literally couldn't see him.
Uh-oh.
And one of those smart speakers.